Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Boys. Getting Slice reactions.
Of who's wrong, who's right.
This podcast all depends on you.
Talkbacks are phenomenal.
Baby.
Tell all your friends you could be on. It's Slice time. Free dessert.
And it's Slice time for episode 285 of the Brooklyn Boys podcast. Skiri and Brody and Brody and Skiri. If you're the first time listening right now, this is not the main podcast.
Yeah.
This is the side show. This is where we take the feedback from the main episode.
This is where you, the slices, and by slices we mean the fans of our podcast, get to give their thoughts, comments, opinions, and humor back to us about what they heard.
But only if you're listening on the iHeartRadio app, because that's the only app that's available that you can actually leave a Slice Time comment like you're about to hear. So, yeah.
That's right.
You press the talk back button on that microphone there and fire away. And Brody, we've been away for a week or so. So we've got a lot of them stacking up.
You've been away. You've been away. We'll talk more about that on episode 286 of the Brooklyn Boys. But you had a nice vacation. That's why Slice Time is not right after the episode that we did. But thank you all for leaving voicemails.
Well, I've got quality content for that episode.
Oh, can't wait. By the way, I didn't really expect to see your dad in a Speedo. That was a little shocking.
Yeah, wasn't it? But not only did you look at it, you zoomed in.
I didn't have to. My God, you don't get that from your dad, from what I've heard.
All right. I can already tell you're on a delay. This is already kicking off wonderfully.
Then fix your damn system.
It's not my system. It's your upload and download speeds. Pay that Wi-Fi bill there, Brody.
I just got my Wi-Fi's fine. What are you talking about?
Okay. All right. Let's see if you have a delayed reaction to these Slice Time talkbacks. Here we go.
Hey guys, this is Danny from Jersey City. First time talk back, a long time listener. This ain't about the last episode. This is the defense of my boy Skiri. I picked up on something from the Big Show. I gotta bring up the Olivia Rodrigo shit again. Everyone gave Skiri shit about this crush on Olivia Rodrigo. Skiri, you was 49 at the time. That's a 29-year difference. Keep that in mind, 29 years. Now, the other day on the Big Show, I hear a certain someone, I ain't no snitch, mention Shaq saying Ice Spice looks fine as fuck. Danny again here. And then they added something along the lines of, I wonder what could happen there. Shaq is 51 and Ice Spice is 27. That's a 27-year difference. Fucking 27. And not a single fucking person mentioned any comment about that. Man, the fuck out of here. Skiri, you crush on whoever the fuck you want to crush on. Slice for life, baby. Brody, you cool as hell, too. Keep up the good fucking work.
Thank you.
There you go. Well, I'll say this. It always, for whatever reason, is a double-edged sword. Like, I could say one thing, and then...
Double standard.
But also, both. It's actually both terms apply, no?
No.
Well, I mean, because if I say one thing, then I get a different consequence. The point is, in this case...
Olivia Rodrigo is 21. Ice Spice is 27.
Doesn't matter.
Age gaps fade away the older you get.
They're both of age.
Olivia Rodrigo just started going.
Yeah, but Olivia Rodrigo's not 16. She's 21.
No, but she's living with her parents. You're going to go knock on her door and go, oh, Mr. Rodrigo, I'm here to pick up your daughter. Ice Spice is 27. That's the issue. The issue isn't how much older is it. Shaquille? Who's dating Ice Spice?
Shaq?
Yeah. Nobody commented.
He's an adult. She's an adult. Olivia Rodrigo's like, he's a kid. She's watching Disney Channel. I mean, 21 is not a kid, all right? But compared to Skeery, who's like 70.
But no one called him out for being creepy.
That's not creepy.
He's adults 59.
Listen, so what? Elvis and his husband are like a difference of age.
But that's okay.
Not creepy.
So then I shouldn't be
deemed, Alex is an adult.
I shouldn't be deemed creepy for crushing on Olivia Rodrigo.
If you crushed on Ice Spice, you wouldn't be creepy.
But I'm not 59. I'm 50.
But it's not the issue that you're 50. It's that she's 21.
See, we're already Skeery, getting into it.
Skeery, you lived at home till you were 25. 4 years before you moved out. Should you be dating a 50-year-old? No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Danny here again. I got one more thing. I don't know if I missed an episode or what, but I could have sworn you guys promised that Spruce would be on the next episode. And then when that episode came, y'all said he was going to be on the next episode. Where the fuck is Spruce? I hope I didn't miss an episode.
Yeah, that was Brody. Over-promising and under-delivering.
All right, go to the next call. Here we go.
Skeery and Brody, Brody and Skeery. It's Dez from CT. Just want to let you guys know that I'm in the Facebook group of Slices, and I took it upon myself to do an unofficial Slice poll of the Slices that decided that they would answer this question about the personalized merch. So 65% of the people said yes, 22% said no, and 13% agreed that Brody was correct in that it should be a little bit more expensive if it was personalized. Hey guys, it's Dez again. 30 seconds is not enough time. I talk fast and loud. I'm Italian and from Connecticut. It's a bad combination.
You already wasted 10 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds is not enough time. Brody, just want to tell you that this sounds so clear and crisp because I am an Android user. Fuck iPhones. Don't care. Doesn't matter. Sorry, Skeery. Anyways, much love to you guys. I knew that Skeery would not remember about this poll that I took and sent him the results on Instagram because I know he's spending time with his dad and that's important. Talk soon, guys. Much love.
Thank you.
Fuck Dill.
All right, let's put it out there right now. We are going to make one trip out to Merch Matt all the way the fuck out at like the lighthouse at the end of Long Island.
it's so far out, it's almost Canada.
Yeah.
Like, that's how far out the tip is. We're almost hitting Nova Scotia.
We might have to rent a hotel room for the night. So get your merch orders in right now, brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
That's brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
All right, and if you want us to put your name in there, we'll put your name. All right, we'll do that. It's an extra thing, extra writing.
If Matt set it up that you can put your name, yeah.
Well, yeah, you in the comment field, you can write what you want.
So that's what I'm saying.
We're not going to write a novel, but we'll address it to you, meaning like, right. Hey,
fuck Dill.
Yeah. Hey, Dez, loves Skeery and Brody, Brody and Skeery. All right.
Oh my gosh, Brody. Wow, I can't believe they already had my idea of you being on Impractical Jokers as the writer. That is crazy. I can't believe you didn't get it. That shower has no idea what he or she was thinking. You would be so perfect on that. Oh, my gosh. We got to get you back on there.
You know, the funny thing was, at the time of the interview, the director was the guy who directed our TV show, Skeery, phoned.
Yeah.
And the guys, I'm friends with all the guys on Impractical Jokers. I've done improv for years. It was a perfect fit, but it wasn't.
No.
So I had nothing but love for those guys. Mm-hmm. Nothing but love. Brooklyn and I'm still available. Way. They want me now.
Brody, I don't know why you think it's so unrealistic that it could be rigged, that if Taylor showed up, the Chiefs would win. I mean, they were never going to win a Super Bowl if she didn't show up.
Right.
I mean, how many Super Bowls have they won in the past?
Two.
I mean, without Taylor, how would they ever win? It's not like they have, you know, one of the best quarterbacks ever.
That's right.
How are they ever going to win if she didn't show up?
Right, Hall of Fame tight end.
Thank you for the tongue-in-cheek.
One of the best head coaches of all time. Yeah, I get it.
Good afternoon. This is Chad from Omaha.
Huh?
And you know, I find it very disturbing and sad that Skeery found great joy that Madeline from Omaha wants to F me up. In the words of Marvin the Martian, ooh, that makes me very angry.
Take me to your leader.
On, it's always going to be Brody with Skeery. That's right. I with you.
Oh, he might teach you.
Don't
Greg teed you.
Don't with me. That's terrible. That's a demotion. Next time, before you know, it'll be Brody featuring Skiri.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Oh, he's back.
This is Chad from Omaha.
Chad.
And it's always going to be Brody with
right.
Skiri. Brody, my hat off to you, sir, for you did the correct thing by giving up your seat on that train to the lady. Mama Brody would be very, very proud of you. As for the lady that gave you the stink eye, that seems like something that Madeline from Omaha would do once her medication starts wearing off, or if she's not getting walked through the tulips on a regular basis.
Wow, we have a real feud going on amongst the slices.
From the Omaha fight.
Hey, Slice for Life here. Brody and Skiri.
Name?
Skiri is okay paying for one-third when he's part of one-fifth when it comes to spending money. But at work, we'll complain when coworkers get extra days off because they have stuff for their kids and he doesn't have any.
She got you there.
Yeah, but they're two different things.
Yes, but she still got you.
But there's
I'm on her side. Even though she didn't say her name, I'm on her side.
Sure. I'm not saying I have problems with people with days off. I'm just saying the people that never complain and never need days off, you should get extra days off.
Oh, you should get the...
I'm not taking...
My child didn't have a big day today, day off day. You want credit for that.
Well, I don't have kids, right? And it's somebody it's somebody's choice to have kids, right? It's
this is like you a smoke break.
It's a life choice.
The smoke break. Smokers get smoke breaks.
Right.
You don't get smoke breaks.
We covered that on the podcast. My point is, well, guess what? They get all that extra love.
So
they
get extra days off in honor of Muffins with Mommy Day.
I want to get an extra day off. I want to be compensated. Yeah. It's the same thing about giving wedding gifts. I spent my whole life out thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars giving wedding gifts to other people because they made a life choice to get married. Right. I decided not to get married.
Yeah.
And I never get any gifts back, any money
back. Here's what your gift is.
What's my gift?
I'll tell you what your gift is. Your gift is you never have to pay college tuition for any kids. Your gift is you put the glasses in whatever cabinet you want.
Right.
Right.
But the as you would say with the steak dinner scenario.
Nobody's yelling at you about that pile of papers behind you on the table.
But as you would say in your steak dinner, they need to feel pain on their wallet in reverse. So that doesn't. The same way money needs to come out of my wallet and I need to feel that pain.
Let me ask you a question.
So these people need to pay me back for a Skiri Jones. Let's call it the anniversary of the Brooklyn Boys podcast. And I want to throw a party and I want everybody to give me money.
You're 100% right. Here's what I'd like you to do. Find a kid, adopt like a college age student, pay their tuition, hold on, and I will give you a bread maker as if you got married.
A bread maker?
Yeah, because that's what you'd get as a gift, money or a bread maker, an ice cream maker.
Dude, I don't give appliances. I give cash.
All right, you give cash.
So I want cash back. Somebody's got to...
I want you to write down or figure out how many weddings you go to per year.
Yeah.
Then multiply that by the average gift you give. Let's say over the past 30 years, since you're in your 20s, right? You know, back when you grew up listening to Nicki Minaj. And then see if that's more or less than my three kids' college tuitions total.
I think it would come pretty damn close. And by the way, how about I get my money back on all the failed marriages and all the divorces? Because then I would cash it. Then I get 60% of my money back.
No, because now you don't have to give anniversary gifts.
I could buy a house with that money.
You don't have to buy anniversary gifts now because they don't have any more. Hit the next caller.
Hey, it's Elijah from Findlay, Ohio.
Nice.
I wanted to comment on episode 285 on a mistake Skiri made. He said it would take a few weeks for the shirts to get to us after they sign them. What he meant to say was a few years because it's just like the jingles. It's going to take him a couple years to actually get them.
That's not
fair
true.
Point. But you know what? Matty Murch is in charge of the shipping, not Skiri. So
exactly. Matt Murch is the man. All we got to do is schlep our asses out there to make the signatures. Yeah. And which we will do in a timely fashion. And then you'll probably get your shirt within a few days of that.
Yeah, speaking of Philadelphia, stop sending me fake videos of Philadelphia Eagles fans splashing guys in Jets jerseys. So fake. Fake, 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 fake.
Hey, Brooklyn Boys. Brody Skiri. Skiri Brody. This is Louis from the greater Atlanta area. This is a message for the Slices.
It's greater.
Skiri's actually going to play those old jingles as soon as he receives the next money gun. He's actually going to do it. We're so close. Who's going to be the one who finishes it off? Come on, guys. We're so close. You can keep sending those money guns.
Oh, my God. He just totally nailed the people, the scammers. Can I play something for you real quick? And I'll play more of it on the Brooklyn Boys real quick. Here we go. Can you hear this? Hold on. Hold on. I can take it off Bluetooth. Hold on.
By the way, you mentioned the New York Jets just now. Congratulations to our hometown radio station in New York City, Q104.3. Oh, it is the new radio home of the New York Jets. So starting this season, they will be carrying pre-show, the show, the broadcast, and post-show wrap-up of the all the Jets games on Q104.3 and the iHeartRadio app.
Hit the jingle.
What are you talking about?
I feel like you're somehow getting money from the Jets for plugging them.
No, I'm not. There's no jingle there. I'm not sponsored.
All right.
What did you want to play?
So TikTok, it's the fourth object scam where they show you a cartoon and one of them is not in the picture, right? There's three of them, and they're like, you can't find the fourth object because it's not fucking there. And this, I'm going to say a little bit. I'll play more on the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
A few more seconds. Yes, don't worry, guys. We will be reviewing it in the next couple seconds. Everybody, start screen recording your devices right now. All right. Wait, reveal it. Go. Yes. All right, guys. Quickly before I reveal the answer, everybody right now. Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, when you hear the rest of it on the Brooklyn Boys next episode,
I think we did this already.
Nope, there's a new guy. He's got a scam when he's about to reveal what he does. The fourth object, he's got a scam. And what he did was he did the scam, and then he popped up on another feed with a different screen name and then did the scam again and acted like he hadn't just done it.
Correct.
So I'll reveal all that on 286.
I love that.
But yeah, go ahead.
Andrew, upstate New York here.
Yep.
So, Scary, we need a backstory for this gift card, if you have one. Did they use the entire gift card, or did they ask for the gift card back knowing that they had extra credit on it? Because that's the only reason I would say that would be fucked up. Part two coming up. Part two. Or was there a tip that they didn't leave? Or did they include the tip with that gift card? Because maybe that would be fucked up. Or like Brody says, if they added a bunch of extra shit that they normally wouldn't have gotten, that would be fucked up. But I don't see an issue using a gift card. I mean,
thank you.
Half the time you get a gift card, you forget you got it or it expires or whatever else. So I just didn't, it doesn't really make sense.
Well,
I need more detail.
No, what I'm saying is,
reset the story real quick.
Two couples went out to dinner. One couple had a gift card. So at the end of the dinner, one of the couples paid for their dinner with the gift card. But my issue with that is that don't use the gift card in front of the other couple. Either if you're going to present the gift card, then at that point it should become community gift card. Everybody shares the bill because you presented it.
What's the difference between that and a credit card?
For the next time the two of you go out. But
no.
But don't present a gift card and then say, I'm getting a free meal here. And then you can't.
It's not a free meal. It's value. They paid for it.
I just think.
We already had this fight. But that's what the reset is.
All right.
Hey, guys. You know, I want to come on here.
Oh, it's Chad from Omaha.
Hey, guys. You know, I want to come on here and say something. You know, I wanted to apologize for the other day. You know, I called in and I was all messed up. You know, I had a few days off and I got into the Colorado Kool-Aid. Not a sponsor, by the way. But, you know, I apologize, you know. But no, don't worry. I wasn't driving. No way, Jose, would I drive drunk like that.
Thank you.
That's not safe. No. Not safe at all.
You're scary.
I thought you had like five in a row there. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for clarifying
you're accepted. You're all good.
Scary and Brody. Brody and Scary. Scarody, Lani from Connecticut here.
What up?
Unfortunately, Lani? I know you guys don't like when the slices send more than one talk back.
Oh, but I just had to hop on here again
and say, Brody, that was so unfortunate that Geico representative was unfortunately giving you a bad time. It's unfortunate that you had to deal with such incompetent people. You know, it's so unfortunate.
So unfortunate.
Yeah, you know, you can really hurt somebody. So it ain't worth it, guys. If you're going to be drinking, you know, don't drive. Call somebody for a ride. Call your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your neighbor, your mother-in-law, your dog, somebody, anybody. You can even get a rideshare service. Maybe Scary or Brody, they can give you their Uber account, and, you know, you can help them get a better Uber rating. Just make sure you behave on that Uber ride, or else that'll mess up their Uber rating, okay?
All right, thank you.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry, man. I had to come back on here, Mr. Scary's. I do apologize. Hopefully I didn't. Not breaking one of your rules, but you know me, I don't give a shit. But anyways, a couple of the girls on the Facebook webpage are saying that they want to come over to my ranch, but I can't have any girls over at the ranch. Mama will kill me. She'll hang me. She'll murder me. So that's a bad idea. Sorry, girls. Wish I could.
Sorry, girls. He's taken. He's spoken for.
Hey, guys, it's me again. I know, but you know me, I don't give a shit. You know, hold on, let me take some of Madeline's medicine here. All right, I'm ready. Stand back, here it comes. All right, the other day I called in and I was all messed up, and you guys thought I was drunk driving, but I wasn't. And then Patrick Mahomes' dad gets caught drunk driving, and everybody tells him, I hope you're all right. Now, what I want to know, when in the hell did we start telling people that got caught for DUI, I hope you're all right? Bunch of bullshit, if you ask me. If anything, we should be happy that they got caught and got taken off the road, and we're all right. What's next? You want Hallmark to make them a special greeting card congratulating them on their first DUI? Why don't we give them a box of chocolates and a free steak dinner also? Oh, and Scary, I'm with that lady in Connecticut. This is your weekly reminder to bring the goddamn jingles back. I'm tired of this bullshit. You guys are just trying to get another bit that's going to last you another 10 or 15 years, just like the goddamn steak dinner. When are you guys ever going to resolve that shit? God damn, this is going to be good medicine here.
Foreign from...
Oh, okay. He's finally done.
Maybe not.
I think the medicine kicked his ass. Madeline's medicine.
Warren from Fort Lauderdale, Florida again. Sorry about last time about not saying where in the episode I was talking, but in relation to gift cards and spending on like restaurants, it's the same thing as a debit card. It's the same thing as anything. It's cash.
I know.
Like, if they choose to pay with their cash, their credit gift card, that's all that matters. Like, that's their money.
It's tacky.
I was always Team Brody. Thing. It's not tacky. Continue to be Team Brody.
No. Thank you.
Do it in private. Wait till you go out to dinner, the two of you.
Why do you have to show selling shirts don't even, say Team Brody?
Don't even show the gift card. Oh,
hey, Warren again from South Florida. Scary, what if instead of a gift card, someone just gave you $250 cash instead? Yeah. Like 5 hours before for your birthday.
Yeah.
Before you go out to dinner.
That's fine.
Would you then go to the restaurant with our friends and say, hey, I just got $250 for my birthday. Here's the cash. Spread it around and then I'll pay for my whatever's left of it on my side of the deal. No, you wouldn't.
No, you're right.
It doesn't make sense. Like, I don't understand where the logic is coming from.
The logic is that it's just a gift card. It's in a different form. It's in a different format. For whatever reason, it's just weird. It's weird. It's weird.
Why would you? What if it was a Visa gift card?
I would just feel bad. I would just feel bad if I present a gift card. I don't know. I don't know.
You're fucked up. Your father wouldn't care. Why should you?
I think an Amex gift card or a Visa gift card is kind of agnostic. It's more like cash. But when it's a gift card for that
Chipotle gift card at dinner, that's a problem.
If it's a Chipotle gift card at Chipotle, I don't know. I feel weird doing it. It's just me. It's just me. Whatever.
What if it's a chain that owns like different levels of restaurants?
Okay, we're not going this far in the weeds. It's Landry's. It's a Landry's gift card.
No,
they own 17 different restaurants under different names.
Okay, it's like when you have an Old Navy gift card, but you shop at Banana
the
Republic
Gap,
with it.
Right, I get you.
Right, that's weird. Like if let's say Landry's owned Chipotle, would you take out
Landry's
a Chipotle
owns
gift
about
card
50 restaurants that we know that
okay,
people.
Just
okay,
just for the sake of example, if Landry's owned Chipotle and you had a Chipotle gift card and you could use it at Landry's, that maybe I wouldn't pull out. I wouldn't pay for my Landry's with a Chipotle gift card. Is that fair?
I guess. I'm exhausted.
The person on the scooter got kidnapped by aliens to go hang out with Scary in the haunted house in Savannah, Georgia, where he learned about all the muscle groups that he hasn't worked out, that he's trying to reactivate. What the fuck? Who leaves this shit in the back of the store?
Huh?
It sounded like he just told your podcast life story.
How do you figure?
Well, he also included, okay, so he talked about something, and then he said something else you did, aliens, the scooter you sold, and then he was talking about, and then he talked about the haunted house in Savannah.
Yeah.
And then he talked about the scooter that was left in the back of the, the ShopRite.
Yeah, I follow.
So he strung it all together.
All right.
Follow the bouncing ball, Scary.
Okay, let's bounce into a commercial break. We'll be right back.
I'll be right back. Old jingle? Well, you're not going to play any new ones, so.
I told you I have the jingles.
Oh, well, can't wait to hear them.
Okay.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We're continuing with Slice Time. We're about halfway through. We have a lot.
So I think it would be nice if every time you said Slice Time, you said it the way the jingle singers sing it.
Slice Time.
Maybe a little more energy, a little faster, but yeah, close. More like Slice.
Normally I say Scary Brody, Brody Scary to keep it even, but was listening to the episode about Brody going to the heart doctor. This time it's definitely Brody Scary all the
Thank
way.
You.
Scary. Why the fuck would you side with these people? They sound like morons. They go to med school for how long, and they don't understand how to interact with patients or what privacy means or even how to knock on a fucking door. What's the point in knocking if you're just going to immediately come in? Anyways, longtime listener, keep up the great work. Alan from Florida. Have a great day, guys.
Oh, that was the echocardiogram from a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, I called my actual heart doctor a couple of days ago. I've been having a pain, not in my heart, a little bit above my heart. And I said to the nurse, hey, can I speak to Dr. So-and-so? I have a question. I'm having a pain above my heart, not where my heart is. I'm wondering if it might be related. Just what do you want him to do over the phone? I said, what? I said, I'd like to, if you can tell him to call me later, like all doctors do, I have a question. She says, there's nothing you can do on the phone. Why don't you just go to a hospital?
Wow.
I was like, are you a doctor? So when the head of the department called me, I let her know what had happened.
Yeah.
So what do you want the doctor to call you for? Just go to a hospital. She didn't say like, listen, sir, if it's an emergency, maybe you should see. She's like, what's he can do for you over the phone? Just go to a hospital.
Hey guys, it's Alan again from Florida. Like I said a while ago, Brody's scary. Scary, yeah. Still kind of pissed off. Like, what the fuck, man? Why would you side with the hospital? Anyways, just a quick question, maybe a little dumb,
Traitor.
But why do you call it episode zero? I mean, if you're going to put out your first podcast, then wouldn't that be episode number one? Wouldn't episode zero just indicate that there is no podcast? Anyways, always been curious about this. Thanks, guys. Keep it up.
If I may.
You go, and I'll correct you if you're wrong.
Well, at the time that we did that episode, we didn't know we were the Brooklyn Boys. It wasn't until the next episode that was the official Brooklyn Boys episode, but the episode before it, it was just you and I in the studio. And it was kind of like the transition episode from that last podcast, the off-air show. It was just you and I. So we made it episode zero because it chronologically came before number one. And
right.
That was kind of
officially launched it on one, but then we're
one.
Like, wait a minute, the last one should count towards our podcast.
Correct, because it was technically us. That was the first of us, you and I in the studio.
Right.
So it was like kind
and
of a launch.
Does this podcast make any sense? We don't make sense. That's what fits us.
That's true as well. So, yeah, for the most part, with our pilot episode. A lot of times, series start with a pilot, then they count number one, two, three.
It's a prequel episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what? What? My Siri just started up. Hey, Siri, stop. The fuck was that?
I don't know.
Did I say that? All right.
Hey, Brody and Scary, Jamie from Queens here. I want to tell you a quick story. My friend and I literally got free dessert at a restaurant because we joked with the waiter that we can't stand Valentine's Day, and the waiter agreed. So he brought us out a piece of red velvet cake, said it was on the house. So we got free dessert literally because we don't like Valentine's Day.
That's cool.
Hilarious.
Nice. And red velvet's the perfect cake to give you for Valentine's Day.
He was probably
red velvet's pretty much chocolate with red food coloring.
Could have been trying to pick you up as well.
Oh, absolutely. He's like, I'll give you a reason to like Valentine's Day. Here's
Hello, Scary. This is Ariel from upstate New York.
Hey.
So I just wanted to find out, how was your trip to the Dominican Republic? Did I pronounce it right? I'm sorry
Dominican.
If I didn't.
Dominican.
And I was just wondering if Robin went with you.
Yes. Yeah, she was in a couple of the pictures.
Yeah.
She was with me. All right.
Hello, Ariel again from upstate New York. Brody, you suggested that every time Scary slips in one of his sponsors that Scary should pay or something. But what I think should happen is Scary should buy you steak dinner with fresh Diet Coke every time he slips in a sponsor.
I'm good with that. This girl, she's onto something.
Keep dreaming.
Ariel, she's very smart.
Oh, she's
Ariel.
Back again.
Hello, Brody. I just wanted to say, how dare you give up your seat for... No.
Oh, wait. Oh, that was a redo.
Oh, she was going to make a fat joke.
Wait, here she comes again.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to send that. Brody,
you
I
did,
just
though.
Wanted to say, you used chivalry and...
Chivalry.
How dare you do that? How dare you be nice and give up your seat for some woman, even if she is 400,000 pounds?
Oh my
How
God.
Dare you? Shame on you. I'm just joking, by the way. I think you did great job, and I think you need an applause.
Thank you.
Oh, applause you, for David Brody.
By the way, is it me or does Ariel sound really perky and upbeat this week?
I like Ariel.
Yeah, she's on Jamie from Queens level right now.
An applause for Brody. Yes. Applause. Applause. I live for the applause.
Thanks, Lady Gaga.
Oh, that was not one of her biggest hits. Sorry.
No, we don't. It's also not her biggest hit. Her migraine commercial. I'm done with it.
Yeah?
It's on constantly. It's giving me a headache.
Okay. Moving Hello? Over to... Oh, we still have... Hi, all.
Thank you.
I made a great joke on the morning show this morning on the air.
Doubtful.
And no, it was good.
Oh, yeah.
So they were talking about songs from 25 years ago that we played. It was like throwbacks. We were doing a contest where you had to name that song. Mm-hmm. And then Nate's like, oh, my God, because this takes me back to the days of Beaver 106. And I'm like, Beaver 106 in Erie, Pennsylvania. And I'm like, Beaver 106, all the damn hits.
That's funny. See, I thought when you said Beaver 106, I'm like, that is some old beaver. I don't want any part of that.
Okay, Scary.
Yo!
You heard what Brody said.
Yes.
It's technically your value, so he would accept that if you had a gift card and took him out to buy him a steak dinner. So how about I give you a gift card for $200 and you take Brody out for one big, huge steak dinner. Well, maybe not 200. How about 300?
Checkmate. Checkmate.
No, then she's taking me to dinner.
Nope.
Scary by your has to feel pain, just like you said earlier.
By your definition, Brody,
nope.
If she gives me a gift card and I pay for it and pay a steak dinner with that gift card, isn't that the same thing? It is. As a matter of fact, our original steak dinner where the head of the place picked it up, that was house credit. That was basically like a gift card, right? So by that definition, by that logic, I gave you your steak dinner. End of story.
No.
I win.
No,
thank you.
Suffered,
I owe
no,
you nothing.
You suffered no pain. Our listener paid for my dinner.
Doesn't matter.
You can use the gift card. It just won't count towards the debt you
Why
wanted.
Not?
Because I felt pain for what I did. You need to feel pain.
I do. I don't have that credit anymore. I don't have that gift card anymore. It was my gift card, right?
It
I own it.
It's a gift card. You didn't earn it.
It's my money. It's my credit. It's my credit.
Hit the next call.
See what I'm talking about? You use it to your advantage when
I said you could pull out a gift card. There's nothing wrong with spending it. But when it comes to this specific steak dinner, you need to suffer something. Something.
Okay, I just had a laugh because I'm listening to your podcast.
That's good.
I'm at the part where Scary went out with some friends and the second couple paid with a gift card. And Brody said, that's fucked up because I said it the same time Brody did. But anyways, Scary, I gotta agree, Brody is right.
Thank you. That is
really fucked up. Oh, I'm gonna continue. Hold on.
What's fucked up?
Because the way the first couple should look at it is, it doesn't matter how they pay their bill, just as long as the first couple does not have to pay their bill. I think it's wrong, and I think that they have an entitlement issue. It's not their gift card. The gift card was not for the first couple. It was for the second couple.
Correct.
So the first couple has no...
No
so
claim.
The first couple have no right to think that they're entitled to a gift card that was not for them to begin with. And I think how to avoid the issue altogether is when the waiter or waitress came up to the table, the second couple should have automatically asked, can we have a separate check?
Oh, that's
that way,
no!
The first couple would
no.
not have been
no.
pissed.
No. That is not proper etiquette. We don't do separate checks. Why do they, everywhere we go outside in New York, New Jersey, the tri-state area, they always do that. You guys want separate checks? And they
like
fucking,
that.
No. Separate
like
checks
that,
is fucking
they don't
cheesy.
Pay for everybody else's drinks.
It's awful. Don't go out to dinner with me then.
I haven't in a long time.
We split the bill down the middle by couples. If there's three couples, you split it three ways. If you're presenting a gift card that you got on your time, use it on your time. If you're going to present it to the table, and that goes in the kitty.
Yeah,
everybody gets to benefit. Everyone. Otherwise, you don't get your steak dinner.
Speaking of having dinner with Scary, last night we saw each other at a friend's wake.
Ugh.
And we'll talk about more of that on the next episode.
Yes, we have a lot to talk about on that.
But Scary's like, oh, what are you doing later? I go, I'm swamped. I got to do some stuff with the house. I'm overwhelmed. I got so much work to do. Then like 10 minutes later, he goes, oh, yeah, Robin and I going to dinner with a couple of people over here. You want to come with us? I'm like, you already know I can't. You invited me knowing I couldn't go.
But I wanted the credit.
You don't get the credit because I know I caught what you did. You're like, hey, Robin, Brody's all fucked up busy tonight. He can't do shit. He's got to go right home. Hey, bro, you want to go to dinner? Oh, it's too bad.
All you would have done was disrupt our fucking happy dinner where we, by the way, split the check down the middle. There were five of us. And
it was a BYOB, so I would have to pay for your drinks. You brought your own liquor.
No.
So I would have been fine with that.
You would have been fine.
I would have piled up on the appetizers, though. Don't get me wrong. Yeah.
Scary, I think you have such a kind heart.
Thank you.
And I think it's so sweet of you that you would share
your gift card
with your friends when you go out to dinner.
Yeah. Or I wouldn't present it.
It's not something that you should feel obligated in doing because it's your money. Somebody gave you a gift
for you, not anybody else.
You. That includes Brody.
Thank you.
The DoorDash thing, again.
If
you got credit from DoorDash, that's still your money. It's still yours. You don't have to share that with anybody. You keep it for yourself. It's yours.
Okay, thank you.
But you have a really great heart.
Thank you. I just think it's a bad look to present it in a group setting like that. Unless you're going to share it.
See, her idea was split checks. Here's my idea. Don't go out with the prudy couple again.
Scary.
You're back!
About the couple who paid their portion of the bill with a gift card.
All right.
It was not tacky, so you say, and it was not a dick move, as you had said, on their part.
All right.
The main goal is to make sure their portion of the bill was paid.
We know this!
It didn't matter how they went about doing it. They did their part.
I know, she continues again.
And it just really irks me to no end that people feel that they're entitled.
All right, that's it. I got to stop. I've never cut one of these guys off. I've never cut you guys off.
You're just enough. Upset 'cause she's right.
No, but enough already. You sent 12 in a row. I love you. I love you. But please, we've got to get through these. No, there's a lot of people.
Anytime you bash Scary, you can leave as many as you want.
No. I'm just saying. It's a lot. Call. It's a lot. It's a lot. You made your point. I appreciate you taking my side, though, on the steak dinner, because that is very true. You're right
you
on that.
You just lost your gift card, by the way. She's not giving you a gift card.
In episode 285, where you're talking about somebody using a motorized scooter. I work part-time at a retail store where they have motorized scooters, and I know it's only supposed to be used for people who can't walk, but the amount of people that I see who don't need the scooters, mm-hmm. teenagers, adults, they use it to play around with, to race against each other.
Yeah, it's very true. It's a problem.
I'm fine with the racing, but there was just one in the back. Just one sitting there.
Scary and Brody, Steve from the Bronx. Fuck Brody's steak dinner. You got him steak dinner. He had a free steak dinner. Doesn't matter whether you paid for it or not. He got a free fucking steak dinner. I'm sick of hearing about the steak dinner already. How long has it fucking been? 2-3 years? Shut up about the steak dinner. You got your dinner for free. Doesn't matter how it was paid for, if it was paid for. Shut the fuck up about it, Brody. Slice for life, maybe, if I steak dinner should stop.
It's been like 12 years? You want me this fucking dinner?
Brody,
Ariel wants to pay for it. Steve doesn't want to hear about it.
Brody, unfortunately, we live on Planet Idiot, unfortunately, and there's nothing we can unfortunately do about
unfortunately,
that.
Unfortunately.
Sorry!
Thank you.
Brody, scary Brody, it's Alice from Philly.
Alice.
No, nice. A gift card is the same as money. Okay. If you take the gift card out of it, would you pay part of their portion of the bill? No. If the gift card covers your portion of the bill,
yes.
That's the same as if you were paying your half. And if they expected you to share that gift card, then they shouldn't have went out to dinner with you in the first place, because they should have been prepared to spend whatever amount of money for their half of the bill.
I know. I
life
just.
For life.
Thank you.
Don't present
hey,
it.
Hey, say something dumb. The slices are going to get you for
use
it.
Use it on your spare time then.
Just, no. They may never go to that restaurant again.
What's up, Brooklyn boys? DJ Millie here. Episode 285. You guys are still going on about the steak dinner. Listen, I'm Brody. I'm sorry. I'm getting out the side with Scary. You know, he did the right thing. He still took you out for a steak dinner. I would be ecstatic if I knew somebody at the steakhouse and they end up comping us. I wouldn't take that for granted at all. And I wouldn't
didn't.
Say he still owes me one. Your friendship should not be about a monetary value.
Which really means friendship.
He would have to pay for something, even though there might have been a monetary value. DJ Millie got cut off before. I was saying that, you know, again, Brody, you know, just because your favor might have been monetary, I don't think the favor back had to be from Scary. You know what I mean? He did the right thing. He took you out for a steak dinner.
Right.
You guys are good friends. It should never be of a monetary value of who did this for who and who did what when you guys are close already. That's if you have somebody that owes you a debt and you have to go one for one
when
with them, then that's a different story. All right, guys. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
All right, just to recap real quick.
There's a man with a lot of sense.
You know what? It was a favor that got Scary a lot of money, but also dinged my career. That's where the pain has to come in for Scary. It's not about the money. It's about the ding.
Oh, he's back
again.
He
needs to get dinged.
Wait, he's not done.
And DJ Millier, last one. I had to say something about the lady giving up the seat. I had a situation in my doctor's office where we only have a staff bathroom only in our doctor's office. In the hallway, there is a patient bathroom. There is an elder patient that needed to use the bathroom desperately. Like number two was going to explode. And we let him use our staff bathroom. Follow me for part two.
No, part five.
DJ Millie, part two. So after this gentleman exited our staff bathroom, one of our other coworkers had headed in, and the whole bathroom stunk up the whole office.
Of course.
It was absolutely terrible. And I and my coworkers got in trouble for it through my supervisor that we let the patient use the bathroom, even though we were trying to do the right thing. Yep.
Yep.
All right, that's it.
By the way,
guys. Thanks.
I and my coworkers is actually correct. Well done, sir.
Thank you, Ariel, from upstate New York, for the happy birthday wishes. I was born February the 22nd. I turned 44. Yeah, getting old. This is the Jamaican Rasta Bacon, also from upstate New York, and sometimes Sarasota, Florida, all depending on the season. Yeah.
Thank you. All right.
Hey, Brody, Scary Brody, MJ from NJ.
The tractor trailer guy, oh, that was funny. You ratted him out. He's not from Omaha or wherever the hell he's from. Like everything, I know this is Slice Time. It's funny. I'm really glad you have that segment. It should be a little longer.
Longer?
But the jingle thing, I think one of the episodes, Scary changed the topic.
Oh, she's about to make it longer. Five in a row from her. Here we go.
Okay, this is NJ again.
Yep, again.
I don't know if this is coming out.
2 of 5.
There was an episode, I don't know which one it was now. I got it mixed up. But the jingles had to be brought home. So I think Scary brought them home.
I did.
But then Brody was asking for them on this particular episode. But then, I don't know, Scary kept changing the subject. So then Brody never got a chance to ask them back for the jingles.
You're damn
so
right.
I don't
now
know
they
what ever
it.
Happened. Okay, sorry to be a pest again. Just double checking if I missed anything. Did he ever bring home the jingles? I'm double checking. I love you guys. I love the Slice Time because that tractor trailer guy's cracking me up. But he's somebody else anyway. I don't know who he is. But keep up the good work, and you got me cracking up. And have a very good day.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was going to play you the jingles that I brought home here, but she's got two more of these left. Hold on. Keep going.
So we don't have time.
I don't know if this is even recording.
It is.
From NJ Brody, scary Brody. That steak dinner thing, wasn't that like 14 years? So isn't the statute of limitations seven years? I don't know. I'm just.
Brody
know.
Just said 7 years.
No, I did
not.
Dinner, which you should. Then what the heck are we going to talk about on the podcast? We won't be, ripping each other about it.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know if it's recording. All right, do the steak dinner, you bougie bastard. You have the money. Take Brody. I know it's 14 years ago, I think. Statute of limitations is seven. Take him for the dinner. He deserves it.
I do.
You guys need a time to get together, especially what you guys just went through.
All right.
All right? And
I
do
agree.
It when you do the match merch thing. Maybe you should go then.
Match merch?
Bye.
She's nailed it.
That could be the night. That could be the night that I use a gift card for a steak dinner.
No. Hit the next call.
I have a Peter Luger's gift card.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, you do not.
Yes, I do.
Where'd you get it?
It was given to me. That doesn't matter where I got it from. It's my money, right? Just
not
saying.
The same. Not the same.
Yes, it is.
I need money to come out of your bank account.
Double, once again,
this is special
double,
occasion.
This is a double-edged sword, not a double standard.
Mm-hmm.
Fucker.
Double standard.
Here's a
double
comment
standard.
From episode number 3.
Hey, it's Lauren from Orlando, Florida. So I decided to go back and listen to
Orlando.
Old episodes, and I'm on episode 3 right now. And
Scary
is talking about how he understands when delis will stop slicing meat at like 7:45 if they close at 8 o'clock.
Oh.
And I'm just going back and like, feel like your mind has really changed. Like going back to that brunch episode when you were pissed that you showed up late. I don't know, Scary. Seems like you're flip-flopping.
Yes!
Wow!
Yes, as soon as she said it, I was like, she's going to reference the brunch. Wow. I'm like a politician. I'm flip-flopping.
You said in episode 3, I remember it like it was yesterday, that you could clean the slicer and then like no more meat. The last 15 minutes, we're done.
She's right. Oh my God, how mighty have fallen.
Hey, yes. Brooklyn boys, it's yes. Caitlin from Bayshore. Luke is my son and Mark is my husband. I know there was a little confusion.
Luke is your father.
About who the heck was Mark. That's my serious husband. I love him so much. Anyways, I am almost fully done listening to all your podcasts again for the second time. And I'm finishing up. I'm going to go to another one.
All right. Keep going.
Okay, Caitlin again from Bayshore. So I was listening to a couple weeks ago, but I forgot to send a talk back. Episode 254 when Scary was in Paris and he was in that bougie, I believe it was a bakery, a bakery that has a lot of Jewish attendees, and a rabbi comes up to Scary and
That's
goes,
right.
"Are you Jewish? Are you Jewish?"
Rabbi walks into a bakery.
He cracked me up, dying, laughing, rolling around in my car. Love you guys. Bye.
Thank you.
She's not Jewish, but it was a fun accent.
It was.
David Brody reading cocky insults from incorrect math questions is fucking classic.
Thank you.
Gary Jones acting like he knows 30 divided by a half is fucking classic. And Scary, I think you referenced cocaine two or three times in this past episode. So it is part of your nightlife, clearly. Better boys.
Scary.
I don't know what he's talking Scary. About.
He says you made coke references too many times that he thinks it's part
right.
of your
no,
nightlife.
I understand that, but I don't understand the logic. Just because I reference it doesn't mean I do.
Well,
it.
I make references to Chinese food all the time, and I love Chinese food. I eat it all the time.
Yeah,
by the way, I went to a new Chinese restaurant that was considered the best Chinese restaurant in the county.
Uh huh.
Right, it's up near the mall. I'm not gonna shame the place. I ordered the pan fried noodles.
Yep.
I ordered the wonton egg chop soup.
Yep.
Very disappointed.
Ooh.
Not enough sauce to go with all the noodles. I got a bag of noodles left over in the pan fried noodles, and the soup tastes like chicken noodle soup. That's not wonton egg chop. All right, I don't know who's giving this place all these great reviews. Teh. Pooh.
It's time for a wonton mic drop because this is the last one for this episode. Last talk back.
Brooklyn boys, Mike from Wisconsin here, Brody and Scary. Look, you didn't buy him a fucking steak dinner.
Okay.
The heavyset lady getting a seat is not the same analogy. It would be like if you gave up your seat and then the owner of the train coming and unscrewing the seat, putting it underneath your ass, and the fat lady sits and falls and eats shit. That would be the same analogy of you getting a steak dinner for free that you tried to buy for Brody. Buy him a fucking steak dinner.
I can't take it anymore.
That's the best call. Well, that and then all the other ones.
I'm glad that was the last one. That was
tremendous.
That was the mic drop moment that we needed. Boom. Clap. Sound of my heart. All right. We'll see you on the Brooklyn Boys sometime soon.
Yeah, very soon. They're going to be very closely released.
That was a very, very long
that was
slice
great.
Time.
Brooklyn Boys.
But we thank you for them. Podcast. Feedback is always welcome.
Listen to the jingle singers.
Getting sliced reactions. Of who's wrong, who's right. This podcast all depends on you.
Talkbacks are phenomenal.
Baby.
Tell all your friends you could be on. It's slice time. Free dessert.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.